It's October, and this is video 330. Everything I'm going to tell you is true, and so, since it's all provably honest, accurate and significant, it's almost certainly illegal for me to continue with this video. Worse still, it's almost certainly also illegal for you to listen to me. And on top of that, you're probably not old enough to hear what I'm going to tell you. Still there? Okay, I take no responsibility if you get into trouble for hearing any of this. Because, believe me, they, that's the conspirators and the collaborators, don't want you to hear any of this. For years now, the authorities have been banning me with malice aforethought. Early in 2020, my newly founded YouTube channel was closed and banned, and all my videos were deleted. I was actually told that I was banned for life and that I couldn't even look at other people's videos. That was no great loss, since everyone on YouTube is either obviously a gerbil or part of the problem. I moved to brand new tube and they closed that down. Facebook refused to let me join because they said I'd be a threat to the community, and if their community is frightened of me but not of Mark Zuckerberg, then they've got problems and I don't want to join. Every social media site refused to let me join and punished anyone who shared my videos or articles. I used to have an account with LinkedIn, heaven knows why, and that was closed without warning. The Royal Society of Arts expelled me because I'd been telling the truth and had been attacked by the BBC on Panorama without being given the opportunity to appear on the programme. I was banned from speaking at a conference for NHS staff. I was hired to speak about drug side effects, but after drug companies objected to my presence, I was replaced with a drug industry spokesman. I used to have foreign publishers in over 50 countries, producing books in 26 languages. Used to. The Chinese government stopped my publishers there from publishing my books and actually forbade all Chinese publishers from producing books by Western authors because of a column criticising vaccination which I wrote for a Chinese newspaper. My German publishers dumped big-selling books. Attempts were made to block a reprint of my book The Medicine Men, first published in 1975, and Paper Doctors from 1976. Today, none of my former agents or publishers dares talk to me. I proudly publish my books myself. I'm banned by all mainstream media and libelled by what I suspect are CIA-controlled thugs at Wikipedia and Google. The last time I tried to speak anywhere, three or four theatre owners cancelled the gig. People don't dare interview me because if they do, they lose their PayPal account or whatever. The last time I did an internet radio interview, 17 minutes mysteriously disappeared from the programme before it was aired. My videos used to have millions of views. These days they're hidden away, suppressed and difficult to find because they contain commercially and politically inconvenient truths. And on it goes. You get the message. Oh, and don't try to visit my website vernoncolman.org because that's gone and won't be coming back. It was a slow death. A few months ago, over 25 million people a month were visiting that site alone. That's more than three times as many as watch the BBC's flagship Newsnight programme, but suppression and shadow banning cut that in half. Still far more than Newsnight. And now vernoncolman.org has gone. However, my other site, vernoncolman.com, is still alive, or it was when I started this video. You can find articles, videos and books there. That website's been there since 1992, long before anyone thought of Google. And in those days, 75% of the website's visitors were the American Army, the CIA and the FBI. It'll soon be 4 years since the COVID fraud. I originally called it a hoax. And since the fraud was first launched, and I called out the fraudsters, the liars and the scaremongers. Since then, the suppression, censorship, bans and abuse have been endless. Now, why would that be? If you said because I've been telling the truth, you're right. Everything I've said in 330 videos, several thousand articles and all my books on COVID and the Great Reset has been absolutely accurate. Hundreds of so-called fact checkers have huffed and puffed and lied a good deal, but they haven't found one error. And there's another way I can prove I'm telling the truth. No one supporting the official line has dared accept my constantly repeated challenge to debate with me. I challenge the government and its advisers. I challenge the BBC. I challenge the BMA. Silence from all of them. They dare not debate because they know they'll lose the debate and their lies will be exposed. The fact is that in 2020 there were no more deaths than in any ordinary year. The flu officially disappeared because COVID-19 was the flu. The number of deaths alleged to be caused by COVID-19 was wildly exaggerated because everyone who had a positive PCR test was labelled a COVID patient even if they'd been run over by a bus. The COVID hoax was the biggest medical fraud of all time. Every doctor who injected anyone with the COVID vaccine is a criminal who should be struck off the medical register and sent to prison. That's what I said back in 2020, and I'm going to show you why I was right. It's time for a cold, hard look at the evidence that's accumulated. The first piece of crucial evidence appeared in March 2020, when the British government's own advisers announced that the new infection, the coronavirus, which was being promoted as the new plague, was, in fact, no more dangerous than the annual flu. That's what they said, and the link to their advice is on vernoncolman.com. Naturally, the government ignored its own advisers and instead listened to a mathematical modeller called Ferguson and his team, whose ability to get things very wrong was already legendary. He'd already been very pessimistic and completely wrong about foot and mouth disease, mad cow disease, bird flu and swine flu. You'd have thought that any doctor with functioning brain tissue would have spotted the warning signs by now. But no, the entire medical establishment, most of it linked by brain and wallet to the pharmaceutical industry in general and the bit that makes vaccines in particular, joined in the scaremongering and put their trust in the man who got things wrong for a living instead of the expert medical committee, which had said, "It's just the flu." And before long, as I'd warned back in February and March 2020, there was talk of a compulsory vaccination programme. And that's where everything got very, very dirty and quite insane. And that's when 99.99% of GPs and hospital doctors abandoned the Hippocratic Oath, the ethical guidelines handed down at Nuremberg and every ethical code in existence, and started injecting everyone who stood still for 2 minutes with an experimental, toxic pseudo-vaccine which never did what they said it would do, but which turned out to be the most dangerous single substance since the rise to popularity of napalm. Actually, I apologise for that because I don't want the manufacturers of napalm to sue me. The vaccine which doctors started injecting will, I believe, kill far, far more people than napalm, if it hasn't done so already. In the summer and autumn of 2020, I made a series of widely banned videos in which I warned about the side effects which would be associated with the new COVID-19 jabs. I didn't base my warnings on something I'd read on a cornflake packet. I got hold of the warnings issued by the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, which is usually regarded as a fairly dull but reliable body. And this is the working draft list of health problems. It's available on my website, vernoncolman.com, which the FDA and then I warned about in the later stages of 2020, before doctors began earning an extra £50,000 a year each by jabbing people with a vaccine which was too dangerous to use as landfill. These are the side effects I warned about. Guillain-Barré syndrome, acute disseminated encephalomyelitis, transverse myelitis, encephalomyelitis, meningoencephalitis, meningitis, encephalopathy, convulsions, seizures, stroke, narcolepsy, cataplexy, anaphylaxis, acute myocardial infarction, myocarditis, pericarditis, autoimmune disease, death, pregnancy, birth outcomes, other acute demyelinating diseases, non-anaphylactic allergy reactions, thrombocytopenia, disseminated intravascular coagulation, venous thromboembolism, arthritis, arthralgia, joint pain, Kawasaki disease, and multisystem inflammatory syndrome in children. That's the list, not my list. That was the list the FDA in the United States produced. You can find the video warning about all of that on vernoncolman.com and dated December 2020. Not one doctor in a thousand knew about those dangers because they didn't bother to look at the evidence. They preferred to listen to Dolly Parton and the Queen. Doctors, politicians and journalists insisted that the vaccine, which had been shown not to stop people getting the new flu, was entirely safe. The BBC said it was safe for children. Every celebrity with a book, TV show or record to promote said the COVID-19 vaccine was the safest, most effective, most wonderful thing since the hula hoop and platform shoes. YouTube was full to the brim with people telling you that the vaccine was going to save the world and that everyone should have one straight away. And some of those YouTube promoters were making an absolute fortune. For the record, I never monetized my short-lived YouTube channel because I didn't want my videos contaminated with ads, and I thought the whole subject too important to be contaminated with ads flogging hearing aids and curtains. And of course, every honest doctor with a brain was condemned and thrown into the wilderness to be eaten by the media jackals who'd forgotten the basic principles of journalism, if they'd ever known them, and who were now merrily defending lies and kicking the life out of anyone who dared to tell the truth. Since then, the evidence proving that the COVID jabs were useless and dangerous has mounted. 2 or 3 years ago, I produced videos showing that the vaccine was going to cause brain damage and increase the risk of cancer recurring in patients in remission. I warned about the extra hazards if the needle went straight into a blood vessel, and I talked about pathogenic priming and explained how and why those who'd been jabbed would have damaged immune systems and would be susceptible to be infections. And constantly, my videos and articles were banned, condemned and censored. Now, just look at the death rates linked to the vaccine. Look at the figures in the United States and the United Kingdom. The figures are readily available. Today, there are doctors all around the world who agree that the COVID-19 vaccine should never have been given. It's a pity they've come to the party a little late, having to step over the piles of bodies to get to the drinks, but I suppose we should be gracious and welcome them. On the other hand, there are still armies of doctors and nurses who are merrily jabbing patients with the stuff. In the last week or so, I've had an email, a text and a letter telling me to get jabbed. And now they're giving children an attenuated flu vaccine if the attenuated virus becomes live. Then how many grannies and granddads are going to die this winter? It's funny, isn't it? The media rightly had a fit of the hysterics when a young nurse was accused of killing babies. But doctors and the BBC can promote a vaccine that kills babies, and everyone thinks that's fine and dandy. Knighthoods and book contracts all round. I have, by the way, sent copies of my first two books about COVID to the UK's COVID inquiry, but you'll be astonished to hear that I haven't been invited to give evidence. Still, there's one good thing that's come out of all this. The distrust of the COVID jab is spreading, and the uptake of the scores of childhood vaccines which are promoted by evil governments and dangerous doctors is down massively. All around the world, parents are saying no when doctors want to jab their children with vaccines which, let me tell you, have never been properly tested. No one's ever tested to see what effect all these different vaccines have on a growing child, and in particular on immune systems. Over a decade ago, I wrote a book called Anyone Who Tells You Vaccines Are Safe and Effective Is Lying. And although there have been many attempts to ban the book, it's still around because it's all true, and you can't bury the truth. There's evidence, for example, showing that when the polio vaccine was introduced, the number of people with polio went up, not down. Naturally, the nutters, the same people who think climate change is real, want more vaccines. We have to stop them. Vaccination is one small part of the global conspiracy. Thank you for listening. If the men in cheap suits come round and try to arrest you for listening, just tell them you thought you were at a lecture on the significance of 17th century poetry, or that you were having a sandwich and didn't listen. Thank you for watching, and a special thanks if you managed to find and watch the other, mostly very successfully suppressed, 329 videos. You probably feel as weary as I do. If you want to keep in touch in future, please do so by visiting vernoncolman.com. There are no adverts and no fees, and we're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You're always very welcome. Just wipe your feet as you enter the website, please. And if you have difficulty getting through, please try again. Finally, remember, you are not alone. More and more people are waking up, and once they Once they're awake, they don't go back to sleep. Distrust the government, avoid mass media, and fight the lies. And thank you for watching An Old Man in a Chair.